Good evening, people of Suffolk. Welcome to the first audio episode of Campaign Talks. Now, the reason behind Campaign Talks is it replaces the opportunity which would be to get the campaign message out on broadcasting systems like the radio. Now, understandably, the radio needs to remain unbiased. And by allowing one party to have their chance on the radio, they then need to allow every party to have their chance. So understandably, I have changed the idea of getting my message across in the audio world, and I've decided to take it to this kind of almost podcast-like thing, like series, which will be Campaign Talks. Now, Campaign Talks will be hosted by myself, Mark Hurley, and I am running as an independent candidate for the Samford Division of Suffolk County Council. And this will be a place for question and answer sessions, interviews, campaign broadcasts, and just various other chances and outlets for myself and other people on the campaign to be able to talk kind of to you and bring the information, bring our words to you. I understand that sometimes Facebook posts can be uninspiring. I'm guilty of it myself, where I will read a paragraph and then I will see the read more button. I'll click the read more button and it will go down the whole screen. And sometimes there is no motivation to read at all. So what I wanted is to be able to bring you the kind of things I would put in a post, but have me talk to you about them, so you're able to kind of go about your business, whatever it may be, whilst kind of listening to myself. Now, I wanted in this first episode, to talk about the campaign slogan. The independent campaign slogan I picked was support our education, protect our families, and embrace our opportunities. Now, I worked very hard with other members and supporters of the campaign to pick this slogan. I picked this slogan because it is the key messages of the manifesto, and it is important parts which I have experienced personally, and which I feel others have experienced as well. Now, the first element, which is support our education, I put this in because I have banged on a lot now about the fact that I am not a politician. I pride myself on saying that I am not a politician. I've spent 7 years working in education, secondary and primary. I have seen many great members of staff, teaching staff, non-teaching staff, buckle under the pressure that's put on them and, to be quite honest, almost brought to the point of a mental breakdown. Now, the reason behind all of this is because there is no consideration for the well-being of our school staff and our schools. Councils, local authorities and education bodies, they work from their offices and rarely they see firsthand the effects in schools. Now, that is why I want to stop that. And by saying support our education, if elected, we want a council that will support the school system in our county. We can thrive to so much achievement, but only if we see where there is fault, see where our schools are struggling, and see where we can change that. Because it is possible. But what we need is we need a council who are willing to stand back, understand fault from the past, take accountability for fault in the past, and be able to move forward by supporting our education, by funding our education, and by ensuring that our staff are not pushed to the limits. This is quite similar to the second message of the slogan, which is protect our families. Now, when I say protect our families, I mean this because, again, working in education, I have seen families, all forms of different forms of family, whether it's same-sex families, whether it's adopted families, whether it's single-parent families, or a family with a mum and a dad. Now, I have seen it firsthand that when they are facing a struggle, or when they are facing difficulty with a child whose needs are not being met, they feel almost alone. We have a council, we have a body of support service, and we have a local authority which is reactive and instead not proactive. I want to change that. I want to ensure that we have a county council that is proactive, that listens to the problems of the families, that take into consideration the needs of the child and take into consideration the support that families need. I would love to see a preemptive initiative created. If elected, I will fight for a preemptive initiative, an initiative that takes the pressure from the current buckling school services, takes the pressure from the buckling support services. A preemptive initiative which is led by people who have had this experience, who have worked in schools, worked in social care, worked in family services, and are able to start the early help system. This will not solve everything, which is why this will then lead on to referrals to the current services that are in action today. But this will be a first point of contact. It will be a supporting contact as well. And it will help and empower our families. I've seen them come to breaking point. And I've seen families break apart because they are not getting the common support that they deserve. And that's what we need to look at by protecting our families. Now, it's not particularly involved with education for this one, but embracing our opportunities. When Suffolk finally starts to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, when I say opportunities, I want to ensure that everyone is given those opportunities to work again. I know that businesses have struggled, that people have struggled, people have been made redundant, people have been left on furlough, people have had kind of their whole working life in limbo. By supporting Suffolk business, by ensuring that our public sector and business sectors thrive, we can ensure that the people, our people, are able to get back to work. We're able to ensure that they embrace the opportunities that is there for them. And that is what a council needs. We need a council. And this one is not on fault of anyone. This COVID pandemic has taken the world by storm. And it was not seen coming. Therefore, the new council must ensure that we are on the right road to recovery. One of care and caution, but at the same time, one with the same goal, to ensure that opportunities are created and open and we can embrace them. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Campaign Talks. We're coming up to the 10-minute mark, which is kind of my plan. Now, the next episode, I'm not sure when it will be or what it will be about, but I will ensure that there are updates posted beforehand. Please put 10 minutes aside and listen to this episode. Please share the message as well. that the message is clear. It is to support our education, to ensure that it is supported, funded, and resourced appropriately, to protect our families, to ensure that they are not brought to breaking point, and our children and our families are getting the help they need and quickly. And lastly, we need to embrace our opportunities. Now, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. So I have been Mark Hurley, and I am running as an independent candidate for Suffolk County Council. So please stay tuned for more episodes. Please find my Facebook page, find my Twitter profile and Instagram page as well. I will be taking the campaign outside still, and hopefully I'll be answering your questions too. So please send your questions in as well. So I've been Mark Hurley. Thank you very much.